welcome to Cracking the Vault, a dive into Centrum's musical archives. My name is Peter McCracken. I'll be your host for today. And we'll be listening to Cajun women, singers and players. Also, we'll be following the trail of the Daiquiri Queen's search for Dale Dugoff. Here's Cheryl Cormier. I'll let Susie introduce her.
All right, you all ready to do a little dancing? I have a little fado-do? We're going to start off with a woman who broke the glass ceiling for women in Cajun music. She was the first woman Cajun accordion player to make a record, the very first. And the first woman to play a lead instrument in the Cajun dance halls ever. And this was at a time when, before Cajun music was popular, when it wasn't heard at all outside of Louisiana. So she's been a really big inspiration to me, and I think to all women who play Cajun music, and a lot of men as well. And this is her first time at Fiddle Tunes. We're honored to have her here. And with her is her husband, Russell, who is a great singer, great songwriter. And let's see, we got a whole other cast of characters here on the fiddles. We've got Joel Savoy and Blake Miller. For our back line, we got Mosta Foghorn, Caleb Clowder on the triangle, Nadine Landry on the bass, Sammy Lind on the guitar, and Eric Thompson on the electric guitar. Put your hands together and give a warm Port Townsend welcome to Cheryl Cormier.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup. The next song is a little song I wrote, and my husband sings it, Russell. Something called The Bottle, La Bouteille. Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
All right. Cheryl Cormier and her husband Russell from back in 2014, along with a cast of superstars there. Next, from 2015, let's listen to Anya Burgess and do a tune from Edges Nakin.
All right, so this next tune is kind of the opposite. It's a really, really old tune called Hakamoto, and it's about an old guy who's kind of a no-count. He pushes a cart of bananas around. That's what he does for a living. But the cart falls over, and it falls in the dirt, and none of the bananas are edible anymore, and he's just kind of a drunk and not a family man. And then last night he cooked a fricasse, and it wasn't even edible. So it's just pitiful.
That's the worst possible thing besides everything else.
Pas mangeable. All right. Allons danser, Moro, jolie fiche. Allons danser, Moro, pour manger des bananes. Le hackamoro, capotiche, capoté dans la poussière. Des bananes, t'es pas mangeable. Les candies a tombé, il était poussiéré. Allons danser, Moro, mais ce n'est pas ça pas quand même. Pauvre Moro, t'es bambouche, mais Moro, t'es un gâteur de ménage. On a été mémoro hier au soir, cher. Il nous a fait un fricassé, t'es pas mangeable. Allons danser, moro, jolie fille, cher. Allons danser, moro, pour manger des bananes.
This is a song that was recorded by a guy named Slim Duse, and we don't really know much about him. This was recorded in late 1920s, 1929, or maybe even 1930. This was during a time when record companies were coming into Louisiana, and they'd set up shop for a couple days or a week, and people would travel to New Orleans from Lafayette, Acadiana region to New Orleans was. That was a long, long trek. There wasn't I-10, you know, you had to go all the way around. And so people would go and they'd record, you know, one or two songs, and then Bluebird or Victor, whatever the company was, would, you know, give them a record and, you know, $20, and then they'd be on their way. So there's a lot of music like that. Anyway, this is one of our favorite ones, and it's called the Waxia Special, W-A-X-I-A. It's an old Indian word. Thank you.
So this song is called, it's about what I would do if I was a little bitty girl. But I'm a big old girl, so we're going to figure it out later, Ed.
Oh, y'all put your hands together now, come on. Oh, she's going to tell you about it. Zydeco. yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
That was Sarah Savoie from back in 2016, a year that the entire Savoie family was here. Wonderful. Next, let's hear from the Belfa Toujours from 1995. They were a young band then. It was Dirk Powell, Kevin Wimmer, Chop Chapman was in on this one, and Christine Balfa will be telling you a little story and then singing this waltz.
We think it's important to, although we try and play traditional music, and we think it's important to play the old songs, but it's also very important to write your own songs and be creative, write songs of today. There's this incident when my dad was at this festival, and it was a bunch of folklorists backstage, and he said, well, I'm gonna write a song that I wrote, and they all got real panicky, like, oh no, you're supposed to play traditional music, you know, you can't play a song you wrote. And he said, well, you know, today I'm playing songs that are 100 years old, and if in 100 years they're going to have songs 100 years old, I need to do my part. So we're going to play a waltz for you right now, something called La Valse des Mèches.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ai sur ces vrais concédits immenses, c'est péché de dire à mon tri. Millions de cœurs ont été cassés quand ces paroles ont été parlées. Oui, je t'aime, oui, que je t'aime, tu connais, je t'aime. Si tu casses mon cœur, ça va me tuer. Sois sûr, c'est vrai, quand tu dis oui, tu m'aimes, c'est un péché de dire un bon tri. C'est vrai, quand tu dis tu m'aimes, c'est péché de dire un mot triste. Millions de cœurs ont été cassés quand ces paroles ont été parlées. Oui, je t'aime, oui, que je t'aime, tu connais. Si tu casses mon cœur, ça va me tuer. Sois sûr, c'est vrai, quand tu dis oui, tu m'aimes, c'est un péché de dire un bon tri.
We're going to do a little song we like a lot called Sugar Bee. Cajun song. It actually was written by a Cajun guy named Jesse Stutes, and he totally stripped his vocal cords out singing this song. It was such a hit. It's a great little song, Sugar Bee. Thank you.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
That was Sarah Savoy's Mama Ann singing Sugar Bee. Before that, she put a French twist on It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. Back in 2018, the Black Pot Festival people asked Jamie Lynn Fontenot to put together a little outfit for the festival. She got all her friends together, put together a little band. It became the Daiquiri Queens, became more than a one-gig band. My daughter Miriam's one of them. And she told me this story about how they were searching for this singer named Dale Dugas. Can you tell me how you found out about her?
We heard her on the radio, and they played this song, Mes Deux Beaux Frères. Had ever heard it before, me or Jamie Lynn, and so we looked it up and found out who she was, and it just was a very intriguing album picture on the cover of the album. And we asked John, our accordion player, if he knew about it, 'cause he's kind of an encyclopedia of Cajun music, and he remembered hearing the album when he was a kid. And he knew some of the players that were on it. And we were just really obsessed with it because there's only really a handful of women who have been recorded. Been a few, but there hasn't been too many. And singers especially.
So who was she?
Well, she grew up in the Karen Crow area. And she came from a really musical family. She had a bunch of brothers, and her dad and her grandmother played, and her uncles played. She was related to Johnny Allen. Some of her nephews play. Just came from a really musical family. So she always grew up playing, being around music, and she was left-handed. And so she never quite picked up an instrument, she told me. But she loved the music and she loved to sing. She recorded a single, and the B-side was a song that was written by Johnny Allen, who's a prolific Louisiana songwriter, both in French and English. And he recorded a lot of his own songs, and he also wrote a lot of songs for other people. So he happened to just write this song for her because he was a family friend. And the B-side took off on the radio. It was a radio hit on the 45, so they ended up recording a whole album. And she wrote a couple of the songs, and Johnny Allen wrote all the rest. So it's all original music on this album. And they had a little band, and they played a little bit around the time that the album came out. And then she moved away. She worked offshore on oil rigs for years and had a bunch of different jobs. Yeah, she seemed like a pretty tough cookie. And her career took her to Florida. Si tu vas trouver, tu connais, tu vas payer pour tous tes grands péchés. Crache dans la sac.
How did you come to meet her?
Well, that was a real unlikely series of events. So when we first heard the CD, we were playing it over and over and over and asking people around if they knew her, or if they knew where she was, because we figured she must have been in her 50s. And so we wanted to find her and meet her and ask her more about the songs. And no one we talked to knew her or knew where she was. We learned some of the songs and started playing them in our band, and they were crowd favorites, a lot of fun to play. Several months later, we were performing, we were set to perform at the Jazz Fest in New Orleans. So this would have been in April, May. And we had a pretty early time slot. The band before us was the Jambalaya Cajun Band with the Huval brothers. And we noticed on their sign, it said featuring Johnny Allen. So to our total surprise, Johnny Allen was gonna be playing right before us. Or no, right after us, sorry. So we're opening for Johnny Allen, pretty exciting moment for us. Anyways, we play one of his songs, Mes Deux Beaux-Frères, that Dale recorded. And I hadn't seen him yet, but I figured he might be somewhere nearby. So I gave him a little shout out and dedicated the song to him. And then we went backstage into our trailer, and then they're playing after us. You know, we were just getting changed and getting ready to go back out and watch. And then I hear him start announcing the same song, Mes Deux Beaux-Frères. And so we run out there, and I mean, it wouldn't be out of the ordinary to hear a bunch of different bands playing the same Cajun song, but this song, I had never heard anyone else play it, and I had never heard Johnny sing it, because he's never recorded it, even though he wrote it. So he just kind of pulls it out of his back pocket, because he heard us do it, and he's an incredible vocalist at 80, and he just did a fantastic job of it, and it was so cool to hear him sing the song that he wrote. And after their set, we got a chance to talk to him and meet him, and we asked him about Dale and if he knew where she was and what it was like to record the album and why they recorded the album, and, you know, as many questions as we could. And he actually hadn't seen her in a really long time, and he had heard that she passed away.
Qui sait?
So I looked for her obituary and never found it, but we just believed Johnny, and so we thought we had missed our chance to meet her, and it was really kind of sad. And then spring went into summer and summer to fall, and we're back in Lafayette at Festival Acadien is in September. And they have a theme every year, and they usually dedicate it to one or two performers. And this past year, they were dedicating the festival to women in Cajun and Creole music. So, you know, us being a female-fronted band, we kind of just decided to do our own little tribute because they had seemingly left out a lot of women from the festival, and we decided to dedicate our set to Dale and learn more of her songs from the album and do a bunch of her songs in the set, and we got t-shirts made with her album cover on them. A newspaper writer did a little article about us and what we were planning to do at the festival just a few days before. From that, we got an email from someone saying, you know, I read you guys are going to do a tribute to Dale at the festival. Well, she's actually my cousin, and she's actually gonna be at Festival Acadien. And we're having a family reunion, and we're all gonna be there. So could we meet? And so we were like totally surprised by this, and it was like super exciting. And so we wrote them back and said, yes, like how can we find you? Blah blah blah. On Sunday, we show up at the festival, ready to play, and we're all wearing our t-shirts with Dale's picture on them. And we met the family backstage. There she was. She walked right up, and like, it was just the coolest thing to get to meet her in that way. Like, there was lots of tears shed, and you know, we met a lot of her brothers and sisters and other family members. There was a whole bunch of them there, and she was in town visiting from Florida with her partner. It turned out that she had lung cancer, and she was sick, and that's why Johnny Allen had been confused about her passing away. And so we wanted to try to get her to sing with us, but she wasn't feeling well enough to sing at that time. But it was a really, really special moment because she got to sit in the front row and have all of her family there and have us play her songs at a pretty special festival to all of us. Yeah, it was just one of those musical moments that you'll never forget. And, you know, we always just had some sort of feeling about her, about what type of person she was going to be, and she was just exactly that, just so warm and generous and excited and just love, you know, Cajun music so much. So it was really, really special to have that moment with her and her family, and we were able to stay in touch with her. It seemed like she was doing better with the cancer for a little while, but it ended up coming back, and she passed away in April of this year, 2020.
Je connais, je vais rester.
if we hadn't have met Johnny Allen at Jazz Fest, if we hadn't have written that newspaper article, so many things that led to us meeting her, we never would have been able to. So we felt really, really lucky to have gotten to do that, because we eventually did put out a CD and put her song on there and dedicated the album to her.
Listening to Dale Dugas' music underneath that story, except the last two tunes by the Daiquiri Queens. And the Du Beaufrère and an Anne Savoie composed piece, A Woman with a Broken Heart. You're listening to Cracking the Vault. My name's Peter McCracken. We definitely went outside the vault today, but I wanted you to hear some of the music being made by women in Louisiana today. That's about all the time we have, so we'll see you down the road if the creeks don't rise.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Daiquiri Queens. John Dowden on accordion, although he's twin fiddling with Tysman Charpentier on this cut. Chelsea the Moose on drums. Sabra Guzman holding down the bass. Made a little help from Chris Stafford. And JB Lynn Fontenot and Miriam McCracken singing like sisters.